This week's parsha is Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, a double parsha. We finish the book of Shemos of Exodus, as well as it's Parshas HaChodesh. It's the last of the four special readings, which we started with Shkalim, the beginning of Adar, and now this is leading us into Rosh Chodesh Nisan. First, I want to dedicate this Torah idea in honor of my wife Alana's birthday. Hashem should bless her with many years of good health and happiness and nachas from her family. Also want to dedicate it for Shlema, for Rivka Chana Bas Tzipora, and Chaim Baruch Ben Rachel Malka. Shavu for Shlema. So Hashem in Parshas HaChodesh, which is in Shmos Yud Beis, Hashem gives the Jewish people the first mitzvah. That of how we should mark time, how we are supposed to track our months, the months of the year. HaChodesh HaZelachem, Rosh Chodeshim L'Chodshei Hashana. The month of Nisan is going to be the first month of the cycle. Now, there's a machlokes as to when exactly the world was created. Was the world created in Tishrei, which is when we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, or was the world created in Nisan, which is now the month we're entering, where has the holiday of Passover, where we experience the Exodus from Egypt? So, which one is it? So, the answer that's given is that the truth is that Tishrei was the time when God conceived of the creation, and it was Nisan where He actualized and He actually created the world. So, according to either opinion, when we look at this, one thing they both agree on, what Rosh Hashanah is the time when man was created. It's the sixth day of creation. That's the beginning. Not from the creation of the first day, second day, but the sixth day when man is created. So, either Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, or Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the idea of the conception is in Tishrei, and it's actualized. That's Chodesh Nisan. So what does it say there when man was created? It says Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. God blew into man a living soul. And so, if it is that Nisan is this time when we commemorate that event where God created man, not conceptual, but actual, then embedded in this time of year, come Saturday night when we start the celebration of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we're back in a period of time, embedded in that time, that moment is Vayipach Ba'apav, God blew into man a living soul. Every single year we come back to that moment in time, and that energy is most felt and is strongest in that moment, and the whole month is impacted from that. So that this idea of HaChodesh, the idea of a month, is Chadash. The root is the idea of new, and so this vitality, this idea of renewal, is embedded by going back to that initial time when God created man and blew into his nostrils this living soul, this vibrancy that we call life. And so we come back to this special time every year. And it's actually interesting that the way we manipulate our calendar with the leap year, and the way the cycle is meant, is that we have to celebrate the holiday of Pesach in the spring. It's the Chag HaAviv. It's the holiday of spring. Why? Because we see that the world physically is coming back to life. There's a time in spring when the world, the trees, the flowers, there's a renewal. The world is coming back from dormancy, and it's revitalized and becomes vibrant again. And therefore, Pesach is that time, Chodesh Nisan. So we're talking about in the Parsha Vayakel Pekudei, we're back to the subject of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle. And the incredible not coincidence, but what happens to be that the Hakamas HaMishkan, when the Mishkan came into being and was consecrated, was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It says that the way that God created the world is the way that the Mishkan was also created, that there's many parallels between the two. What's incredible, which I saw within Rabbeinu Bachai, he mentions, he goes through a long list of different things about the parallel between the creation of the world and the creation of the Mishkan. One of the beautiful things he says is that the world was created as an act of chesed by Hashem. We say this idea, olam chesed yibana, that God, the premise of his creation was that of giving. And it's the Mishkan that is built, called Nativ Libo, that everybody came and they gave until it was too much. Moshe had to say enough. But it's predicated, the Mishkan, the tabernacle, is predicated on our giving. And if we think about this, every shul, every synagogue, every school, every institution, it's all based on how we open our hearts and we give. And so that when we enter that place where we are able to experience God in a more concentrated way, that it's in a place that's predicated, that's based on chesed. And that's the entire basis of creation. The idea of Mishkan, Hashem says that v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti besocham, is that God will dwell amongst us, is that we're going to have that connection. And so Hashem, in his first directive to us, he blesses us. HaChodesh is Elohim. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. I'm giving you this special way to count time. Just like the moon goes absent, we look up in the sky at the end of the month, it's not there. And then all of a sudden, we call it the molad, it is a rebirth. The renewal of that cycle, we see that sliver coming out and then it starts to grow. It begins again. So God gives us that special vibrancy every month, that energy, but here in Nisan, it's on steroids. And so it's not a coincidence that the Mishkan is erected specifically at this special time. There's a tradition that that there's a reading of each day of the consecration. One of the different Nisim of each tribe brought a special sacrifice and consecration to celebrate the consecration, the inauguration of the Mishkan for 12 days. So now, starting with Nisan, each day a different reading is read to remember that the dedication that they did for 12 days, the 12 tribes. And on the 13th, they read, the custom is to read about the menorah, that Aaron is connected, that Shevet Levi is connected to. And on the 14th, is the Karban Pesach. So this idea that the entire month is a time of connected to this idea of the consecration of the Mishkan, but it's all predicated on this idea that God blew into man life. And we come back to this incredible time every year. It's a gift. And that we should all tap into this incredible power of vibrancy, of renewal, of just being alive and being excited about that idea. So the blessing is that as we come to celebrate this special time, that it says that when it came to Nisan, we were redeemed. And that ultimately in Nisan, we will be redeemed again. That Hashem should bless us, that we've gone through a very difficult period of time. Now we should tap in to this incredible time of Nisan. Feel that incredible vibrancy that's coming back into the world, that's present, it's tangible. We just need to make ourselves open to receive it. Wishing everybody a incredible and exciting and uplifting Shabbos. All the best.